Wisconsin's Afternoon News is on the air. Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Here are your hosts, Julia Fellow, and in for John McCure, it's Telly Hughes.
The rivalry of the playoffs. Here we go. One more win, then our push to the pennant. Hey, Telly, it's reached the highest levels of the Catholic Church in both cities, Milwaukee and Chicago. Archbishop of Milwaukee, Jeffrey Grubb, and Chicago's Cardinal Supich made a friendly wager on the NLDS. Hometown pride and serious flavors on the line. I got the scoop on this spirited showdown with the Archbishop of Milwaukee's Jeffrey Grubb today. What is the wager?
So Cardinal Supich reached out to me and said, well, you know, we've got these teams, so what can we do? And for good, to help feed the hungry, the poor, he proposed that he would provide pizzas from Lou Malinati's and I would provide good old brats from Wisconsin. So that's the wager, depending upon who comes out of this best of five series.
Is that food going to be donated to the poor?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. The whole purpose of this is to do some work for charity. Yes.
So you have Chicago connections as well, being ordained into the priesthood for the Archdiocese of Chicago. So does the current Pope, who is a White Sox fan, have a little bit of a sway for you on which team you rooted for before you came to Wisconsin?
Not really, because I'm a native of Wisconsin. So I was born and raised in a dairy farm just west of Madison, but then ended up being ordained for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
We are talking to the Archbishop of Milwaukee, Jeffrey Grubb, on the Talk and Text line here in Wisconsin's Afternoon News. He tells us the Cardinal for the Archdiocese of Chicago called him up last week, making a friendly wager with Milwaukee, and they both agreed. The losing city will send the winning city a taste of their hometown. Chicago-style pizza from the Windy City or Milwaukee brats from Cream City. And it's all good fun highlighting the friendly rivalry between the two Catholic communities while uniting in support of their hometown teams during the excitement of the playoffs. Archbishop Grubb, what made you want to become a priest to begin with?
I grew up in a Catholic family, small town, Catholic grade school, altar server at Mass. And, you know, it was just something that was a tug at my heart from an early age.
What's your earliest memories of the Brewers?
As a kid, because we would come down to Milwaukee from the Madison area to come down to the Brewer games. That goes way, way back.
Have you been praying for the Brewers?
I have to admit, I've offered a few prayers, absolutely. I mean, you always hope, you know, in the end and all of this, I mean, there's the you know, the rivalries and all of those things, but you just hope that, you know, I mean, the best wins and, you know, that it's good sportsmanship and, you know, people, you know, enjoy. I have an opportunity for some lightheartedness and some laughter and, you know, I mean, in the sense of life, there's so much going on in the world today. To have something where you can have a wonderful distraction, it certainly would be this kind of, you know, hometown teams coming to play, you know, each other.
Fantastic. Have you been to any Wisconsin sporting teams since you become Archbishop?
I actually just was earlier this year. I went to one of the Admiral hockey games here in Milwaukee. Nothing beyond that. It's just because I'm the new kid on the block starting out, you know, in January. So most of my days have been filled with visiting parishes and, you know, meeting groups throughout the 10 counties of southeast Wisconsin.
Well, keep praying for our Brewers for sure.
I will.
That was Archbishop Jeffrey Grubb. So, super fun there. Let the best team and best food win.